Hey y'all, breaking news. Donald Trump just announced that the feds will be taking control over DC, DC law enforcement, and basically everything Donald Trump just said this morning was untrue. Violent crime numbers in DC are at their lowest point in years. The murder rate has been dropping exponentially year over year. DC is not one of the top dangerous cities in the country or the world. All those numbers were cherry-picked and pushed to try to convince MAGA people that Washington, D.C. and other cities are completely out of control. It's not true. The fact that you're going to have FBI agents patrolling city streets, the FBI is not trained to be patrol officers. That's not their job. Their job is to investigate, collect intelligence, and mitigate national security threats and significant criminal threats, transnational organized crime, large drug trafficking networks in coordination with the DEA. And there are multiple task forces already set up between the feds and local and state partners to go after this type of crime. So this is no more than Donald Trump trying to use an act, the Home Control Act or Home Rule Act, to take control over DC because he knows he can or he thinks he can get away with it. And he loves to deploy the military. He loves to show force because he thinks it shows strength. But this isn't going to solve anything, all right? You have to use intelligence to prioritize the threats that your city is facing. And I guarantee you there are already task forces set up between all levels of law enforcement to go after significant and repeat violent offenders, which they have been in DC, and that's why you've seen a drop in crime year over year. Will there still be violent crime? Yes, DC is a major city. Major cities throughout the world face crime. It just happens. But this approach that Donald Trump is using is purely authoritarian because he loves to say his generals and military are going to march into a city and take control.